Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Drummer and vocalist Don Scott started beating on his mother's washtubs when he was a kid. That was seven decades and hundreds of gigs ago. Scott and his band, the Groovers, played all over the state. And Scott, who's 73 now, still plays music.
Rhythm always fascinated me. I like all kinds of rhythm. I play them all. That's one thing I have over the younger crowd. The younger drummers can outplay me, but they don't know all the rhythms. I could play Latin, jazz, swing, a little rock and roll. If I hear it, I can play it. I started with Oscar Griffin at the Indian Hills Country Club. That was my first, what you would say, night gig. Back in the 50s, it was basically the white clubs, the lounges such as the Hilltop Restaurant. Over on the beach, there was a Flamingo. We went from Daytona to Miami Beach.
How were you treated?
Oh, man, they were the best. They love our music. I only had one bad experience. I never shall forget, we played a wedding reception at Dodger Pines. This gentleman, I'll call him a gentleman, at that time I didn't think much of him. He said to me, when he walked in the door, I come to my daughter's nice wedding, and first thing I see is a bunch of N-words. So, me being the person I am, and had been around a lot, I knew how to handle it. At that time, I had a younger set of guys in the band, and you know, the younger sets don't take much.
This was in, what, the 70s or the 80s maybe?
Yes. My bass player in particular, he was hot under the collar. I said, take it easy, Horace. I knew this was basically a country western crowd, so I said, I know how we can handle that. My guitar player's name was Jimmy Moore. I said, Jimmy, we're going to do Kiss an Angel Good Morning. That was when Charlie Pride first came out. Well, they didn't know Charlie was black. So I said, Jimmy, when the crowd gets here and everything's settled down, I want you to do Kiss an Angel Good Morning. So at the right moment, I said, I'd like to dedicate this tune to Archie Bunker. And we went right into Kiss an Angel Good Morning. And I have you to know, I couldn't get rid of this fella. He came up on the bandstand. I guess he was embarrassed.
Did he apologize?
No, that wasn't in his vocabulary.
So you tailored your music sometimes to the audience that you had.
That's what we were known for. Like the high school proms, whatever the theme was, we would rehearse and prepare music for that. We played for the occasion.
Any special themes come to mind?
We've done Hawaii and Blue Hawaii.
Can't Help Falling in Love?
Oh, I Can't Help Falling in Love with the song.
That was a great song by Elvis. Do you have any special memories of your, what, 60 years as a musician?
Well, I've been exposed to a lot of things. I'm just thankful to Almighty God that I was able to contain myself. I talk to a lot of the young guys. They get hung up with drugs, alcohol. A lot of the fellows who played with me are no longer here, and I'm still here talking about it. I'm just blessed that I didn't get caught up in that.
Don Scott plays regularly for his church, St. Paul's AME Church in Fort Pierce, and occasionally he performs with the local jazz and blues society. Once upon a time, he and his orchestra cut a doo-wop tune. It was on the Sound Plus label, and he still has one of those old 45s. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Man was made for woman, woman made for man. Love.